Welcome to Yuncoin Training. Today we're going to talk about the wallet. Now, you can go to wallet.yuncoin.com. This is the direct link to the wallet. If you don't have an account, you can register one. So just register a wallet. We're going to call it, John Doe. And then we're going to set an email address. Now, this email address, especially if you're receiving money through your donation to content creators and so on and so forth, you want to make sure that your email address is accurate, that it's a valid email address, that the one that you use everywhere, because if not, we will not be able to send the coin to the right location. This is how we send coin. We send coin via the email address when we're sending it to the distribution system, because that's the only way we can have something of yours that we know is correct. So for example, you would have your email address given to the content creators or the YouTubers you support, via your Patreon account or other account. So this is the email address that we're using to send you the coin to make sure that you receive it. So you have to make sure that you're receiving that at the proper email address. Otherwise, it won't work. Now, you have just been sent an email where you're going to have to go and confirm, making sure that the email address you use is actually a valid existing email address. Now, once you click the link, you'll be returned to the wallet. This is what you will see. So your name or the name you've given, your balance currently at 0 Yuncoin, and your wallet address. Now you can have multiple wallet addresses, and also the system will create more if you receive huge transactions. So if you receive, let's say, 50,000 coin, for example, it more than likely will create two wallet addresses in order to be able to separate that transaction, in order to be able to hide in the ledger the actual amount transferred to you. This is a safety feature that have been in effect in Litecoin and Bitcoin their inception, basically. Now, the second tab is the send funds tab. Basically, this is how you will send funds to whoever you want to send money to. Now, here you can send money using their addresses. So, for example, we already had an address that we copied and pasted. We're going to paste it here. And then we're going to determine the amount of money. You can send a full amount of coins, or you can send fractions or decibels. Basically, you can send 5.5 coins or 5.550 coins, whatever you want. That's not a problem. Up to 10 decimal, which is referred to on Bitcoin as a Satoshi. Then when you're ready, you're going to send it. Now that we have some funds, let's go and transfer some. So we go back to send funds, enter the address, the Yuncoin address, and we'll determine we're going to send them 100 coins. Send. Now, this is the transaction ID. So you see 100 coin sent from this wallet, to this wallet, and the transaction ID. Now, you could technically go like this, select it, and send it to someone. Okay, that's actually a way that I'm doing a lot in order to be able to tell the people right away, here, you are about to receive this. Here's the justification for it and the proof of it. So now if we go to our funds, you will see that we have a transaction, 100 funds. Now it only has, this one has 8 confirmation. And it's going to continue going until it has hundreds of confirmations. And this one here has only 1. So therefore, if I were to look in the wallet of the person I just send the funds, you will not see anything. And it has no fees, of course. So there you go. That's it. So now this is how you send and receive funds. We can go back to address for a second. If ever anywhere it is asked of you to give your wallet address, that would be one thing that you can give. Just click this, just select it or click on copy and just send it. That would be as simple as that. This is how you would send someone your wallet address. You can put this publicly on the website. You can publish this everywhere, front page of a newspaper. It doesn't matter. It's only designed to receive coins. No one would ever know your identity. There's no way to track back from there. This is to change your password. Very easy. Current password, new password. There's also a forgotten password feature at the entrance of the wallet. So therefore, you will not, like it happens so many times with Bitcoins over the years and other cryptocurrencies, where you're going to lose your currency. This will not happen. Okay, so now my app is installed. and I have added the information, but basically I have scanned the QR code. And if I can find my mouse again, there we go. I'll wait until it goes back to blue, because the if you haven't seen the app yet, basically it goes to red, it goes to black, and eventually it goes back to blue. When it's in blue, you know it takes a while before it actually change. So now I'm gonna put the number and it's gonna go confirm then that it's done. So there you go. So now I'm fully secure. So now let's see what that meant. I'm gonna go log off. And now when I'm trying to log in again, I'm gonna click log in. The big difference will be Google's gonna pop up the two-factor identification, and I will have to go on my phone, access my phone, and listen and go to my code and enter the code that I currently see on my phone. And then I can answer. I can enter. And there we go. Without this, there'd be no way for anybody to be able to enter. So that's very, very secure. I think we just covered everything regarding the wallet. So now, enjoy. Go on yungcoin.com, sign up on the wallet, sign up on the website, and share. And if you share, you get coins. If you donate to content creators, YouTubers, you get coin. Again, if you're a YouTuber and you sign up, you will get some coins, and you'll get on top of that a huge tool to be able to increase your donation. So, like we say, helping, not mining.